Welcome to Local Business Focus. Joining us on the show today is Sue Daly from Into Property, proud station sponsor. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Sally.
Now, on Renovating WA today, we're going to talk about whether you should renovate yourself or should you get help. We've already covered the why, setting your priorities, vision boards, mm-hmm. where to get inspiration. Now we're actually moving into the nitty-gritty of actually getting it done.
Correct.
So, do I do it myself or do I get help?
Okay. That question there, you've got to ask yourself a lot of questions for. So mm-hmm. I'm actually going to read a couple of them out to you so that you have a real think about it. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a lot of TV shows out there at the moment that make it look easy. It can be, but it can be very stressful, mm-hmm. okay, and it can be very overwhelming. So you've got to keep that into account. Questions that I would recommend you ask yourself. The first one is, how much is your time worth? Mm-hmm. And that's one that most people don't think of because they don't realise that their time has got a value, and it does. Everyone's does. All right. And how much time do you actually have to put into a renovation?
What do you want to be doing every weekend for the next, 9 to 12 months?
And based on that, if you're going to be doing it on a weekend, can your family be without a bathroom for however long it takes for you to do that renovation? Or can you be without your kitchen, depending on that? So these are all questions you've got to ask. And then if you are doing it yourself, do you know if it's done properly? If you've got a trade-in and they've done a quality job or a substandard job, and do you know if they've actually done it to Australian standards and to their industry standards? So these are all questions you've got to ask. And you've got to ask yourself, am I going to be prepared to deal with trades on site and scheduling of the trades? And if they don't show up, having to track them down every step of the way.
And if they show up at 7 in the morning?
They will always show up at 7 in the morning. Okay, so there's the other thing. You need to get up and be out and out of the way because they start at 7 a.m. every mm-hmm. time. Yep. So the other question would be, are you aware of all the legal requirements, your council requirements, your industry standards? So the things that you need to watch when you're doing the job. Mm. An example of that, just to show you, is if there's any structural works, you do need a registered builder to do works, even if you're doing it yourself. Because structural works, you need to make sure they're done right. You don't mm-hmm. want the roof falling in on your head at a later date, as an example. So I read an article, and I'm just going to actually read this word for word, and it stated that do-it-yourself renovators spend an average of 6 hours a day managing trades, negotiating the schedule, and sorting out problems as they arrive. Hmm. On top of which, then, they've also got the paperwork. So when it comes to do-it DIY, do you want to do it yourself? Because when the schedule blows out, so does the time and the money that it costs.
I mean, that's a full-time job.
It is.
It really is.
Yep. Correct.
Okay. So where do we go to from here? Is there an alternative between, some people just want to have their little bit of input. Is there an alternative between doing it yourself and having someone fully do it? Is there a middle ground?
Definitely a middle ground. Okay. There is people out there. So we're going to call them project consultants for this game, okay? Because there are people that you can hire that can work with you, and they can come and see you 1 hour a week, or they can work with you side by side every step of the way. Mm-hmm. So, and they can give as much or as little as you want them to give. You will pay probably an hourly rate for them, and unless you can negotiate something fixed. So the project consultant, though, I mean, the benefit of having someone to work with is they've got the knowledge of the industry. They can help you with the scheduling of the trades. They have access to trades and suppliers, so they've got that network already there that can help lead you. As per our previous segment, if you're not sure what to choose, they've got that knowledge to help lead you in the right direction and help you with your choices. And then they can help you manage the day-to-day. And if something's not right, they're there to help you fix it and make sure it gets done correctly.
How would I find a project consultant? What would I...
Okay, you've got people that actually do renovations, so you can actually look for people that manage renovations. So Google renovations in your area. Interior designers will pop up. And renovation companies will always have a project manager that can work with you. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, just actually ask companies if there is someone that can work. So your builders, your renovators, your interior designers, they're all in that industry. So ask them and say, I'm looking for a project consultant to work with me.
Right. So okay.
Not for you, work with you.
With you, yeah. And that will slash those hours.
It would definitely. And it will take that stress away as well.
Mm. And they've obviously done it before.
They've done it. So they've got that experience. So remember, when you are looking at it, you are paying for their knowledge and you're paying for their experience and you're paying for their contacts as well.
And that's priceless so, in when you're renovating. Really.
Correct.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, wonderful. So that sort of takes us from doing it all ourselves,
mm-hmm.
getting a little bit of help.
Yep.
Like a right-hand man, if you like.
Absolutely.
And then if you really want to renovate but you don't want to do any of that yourself, you just want to hand over to someone else, what would we do there?
Then you hire a renovation company, a builder, a renovating company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically you can go away on holiday, sit on a beach, have your mojito or cocktail or whatever liquid of choice, and come back and see a renovated property. So you come back to your new home.
Well, I can see a lot of benefits there. But, you know, stress-free.
Yep, definitely. 100% stress-free.
Yep.
So you hand it over, you let them manage it, and they take that responsibility on. So they become your representative. So they are acting on your behalf and managing the property on your behalf and managing the works on your behalf. So they literally are you.
Right. So, and I could imagine the time taken, if you employ a company to do it, would be far less than trying to do it all yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. So they can, and they're used to scheduling trades. They have their network of trades. A lot of the trades work specifically for them, so and or work constantly with them, so they can fit trades in where the normal Joe Blow could probably not get a, you know, say a plumber on site in a heartbeat because he's on other jobs. But when he works for a company regularly, then he's obviously going to make sure he gets to that company's work, you know, expediently to get that job done. That's just an example. So,
and all your legal requirements are covered?
So all your legal requirements are covered. They make sure if there's structural work, there's obviously a registered builder still required. No, we can't get away from that. They are bound by the Home Contracts Act, so they have to work to those legalities. Licensed electricians, licensed plumbers. And then, of course, you know, they've got to ensure that it's delivered on time and within your budget. So that's part and parcel of actually hiring them.
Is that right? So like we spoke before, I think it was in episode one about budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a certain budget with a bit of a buffer, 10-15% buffer.
Yes.
Is that how a company would work? Here's our budget, we've got a buffer, or here's our budget, we're not going over that?
They all work to your budget. So right. They should work to your budget. So if you've got want to do something, this is how much we've got. Okay, well, this is what can be done for that amount. I always allow what we call a provisional sum because there's always unforeseen things in a renovation.
Mm.
Okay, until you take up the tiles, you don't know what's underneath. Until you pull out cabinets, you don't know what's behind it.
Mm.
So you need to allow that. But they should always work to a budget. Always check, again, this is where your due diligence comes in with contracts and that and your legal requirements. And make sure that they're not going to keep adding variations unless you've actually approved the fact that you want to make a change and add. So this is why you do all that research at the front. You make sure you know what you want. You don't want to change your mind halfway through.
No.
Because it gets costly that way and you don't want to start the process that way. You want to make sure you've got everything done. And a company, if you've got it all set out and you know exactly what you want, they should be able to say, well, this is the cost, unforeseen factors. And then, yeah, if there's a change that be made, yeah, there'll be a variation cost. But that's something you both agree on and you sign off on it before you go ahead.
Because as often if you're just a DIY,
mm-hmm.
you don't factor for those things. And like you said, halfway through, you might think, oh, well, I need to change that. And mm-hmm. that's where the dollars come in.
It is, definitely. Okay. So you've just got to be aware. And even if you've got someone hiring that, still have that knowledge. It's good to have that knowledge so that you can see what's going on and go, yep, I have hired them, but I understand what they're doing. I can see what's going on. And we're good. You're comfortable with the process and what they're doing.
If you've decided to go and do it all yourself and you're partway through and you think, whoa, this is a lot bigger than I thought and I can't really handle it, then can you sort of go to the middle ground or to a company and say, I need some help, can you
Absolutely. And I'd do it quicker, sooner. Like if you feel you're struggling and you think you can push through, don't. Actually stop and get someone in, even if it's just a consultant, and just say, I just want someone to help me and put me on the right track. Or once you've spoken to them, go, no, I can't do it. Can you take over? And there's people that can manage it for you. So they don't have to take over all the trades because you've got the trades there, but they can start working for you and actually manage it from there on in.
Wonderful. Fabulous tips. Thank you so much for joining us again on Local Business Focus. Sue Daly from Into Property, proud station sponsor.
Thank you for having me, Sally.
Thank you.